Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 7:03 a.m. here on a Wednesday morning. And I guess we can officially say we've entered game week, right? I mean, the Falcons probably not on the field today, if I had to imagine. They pushed their weekday schedule back one day. I think they got their practice in yesterday. Obviously, we're hearing from players, and we'll hear from Caden Ellis coming up here in just 1 second. But it's game week. It definitely is.
Dude, this is the best time of the year, too. Yeah. October, baseball playoffs.
Dude. Just a little
football,
crispiness in the air.
Meat of the schedule. We're 1 week away from the third weekend in October. So you get Alabama, Tennessee. This weekend we got Texas, Oklahoma. Right at the end of the month, we're first of the month. We'll have 31st is a Friday. The first we'll have Florida, Georgia.
How stoked are you to take your kid trick-or-treating on that golf cart you worked on all offseason?
I'm pumped because the golf – hey, you got to tell that story.
What do you mean?
About what you text me last week after we actually played golf together with my golf cart.
Oh, yeah, about my wife.
Let me tell you that Saturday from noon to 2, you can join Bo Morgan. Hey, that's a me at Bulldog Kia of Athens. And we'll get you ready for Monday's big game. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit, which is a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand and other prizes. Plus, another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's Saturday from noon to 2 at Bulldog Kia of Athens with me, Bo Morgan, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I do need to tell that story, and we're going to get into that a little bit later. My wife, bad at map reading. Had no idea where she was and happened to run into Bo. I'll tell you where that was coming up in just a little bit. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. So we've kicked it around for over a week now, Bo. We knew we were going into the bye week. We knew it would be the Bills. We knew that they were playing primetime this weekend. And the question has been about defending this offense. James Cook, Josh Allen, everybody else they've got going on. Well, Raheem talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, a lot of people, including this building, they talk about playing the second play, and you got to be able to play the second play. Like when it starts right away, once he starts moving around, his head doesn't go down and look to run right away. His head is always down the field, ready to throw. He put a great one on tape the other night. I know you guys are watching as he's able to step up in the pocket and absolutely rip a dime. That's what he does. So you got to cover longer than you normally would when you play a guy like that. He's not the first person to present that challenge in his league. And I can remember with Cam Newton when he first got in the league and how dangerous he was. And now you're seeing it at a even higher levels with all of these guys. So, they all present that challenge. Last night, Patrick showed it. All these guys show it, he's one of the best doing it.
We didn't get a chance to see Jaden Daniels. Instead, we got Marcus Mariota. But you remember when the schedule came out, we were like, all right, you're going to get Jaden, then you're going to get a bye week, and then you're going to get Josh Allen. You and I had the conversation, which one would you rather defend in the open field? I don't know that there's a right answer to that, but you hear him talking about the toughness of doing that.
One's going to make you miss. The other's going to run through you.
Right. The other's going to gain 3 yards after you hit him.
Yeah, so I would take my chances that he doesn't make me miss. I would take my chances with this defense that they don't make you miss. I was talking to Mark Zeno, who I know is listening because he's always listening and texting us. He called me yesterday. We were talking. And we were talking about the
Zen
defense.
House yesterday with Sandy.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Sure, that was pleasant. And he was like, "Well, they haven't played good quarterback so far this year." And look, I think there's that's okay. You can make that. I said, well, Baker Mayfield, who they, in all intent and purposes, shut down compared to what everyone else has done, even though he's still made a few plays. J.J. McCarthy. Well, I mean, he was going into that game against J.J. McCarthy. He was getting touted as the next great hope, this big hype, this, you know, he just game winning, you know, brought him back. Now he's you know, in the IR. You did that. I'm not bragging, but you did that. Then you played Bryce Young, who has had moments. Apparently all of them come against us. And played decent against some other teams. And then Marcus Mariota. Well, Marcus Mariota was coming off they were coming off a 200-yard rushing game against a good Raider defense, right? That Raider defense isn't terrible. Offensively, they're bad. So I don't disagree, but you've also taken what's been in front of you and made them basically bend the knee at sometimes. Because Bryce Young didn't go off against you.
Not even close.
Baker Mayfield didn't go off against you. He had a couple of big plays at the end, basically keeping, but he didn't throw for 400 yards and five touchdowns.
Yeah.
And Marcus Mariota, you humbled a little bit.
Yeah, I think I've gone to this stat a couple of times, and I still can't believe it when I look at it. But, you know, the highest-ranked quarterback, the highest-rated quarterback, and it'll go away because the qualifying snaps, on PFF, the highest-rated quarterback is Marcus Mariota. He is. And I'm looking at it going, I don't see it. I don't know what PFF does. God knows. We've had that conversation. I went off on him last week. But it's just crazy to think about. It's a stat that you can kind of throw back and go, you know, he's not that bad. You know, he's okay. I thought he would run more than he did. And maybe that's a product of the scheme we had because it seemed like we were prepared for it as well. So you just have to step up and challenge these guys. Yesterday, Caden Ellis was asked about the challenge and how the Patriots might have stopped Josh Allen.
Yeah, you know, I saw the Patriots went out and challenged him. I was watching very close to the Patriots. My brother was over there. He played him well. You know, they challenged him and made him earn everything. And obviously the Bills are a really good team that, you know, they do the thing often and frequently. They win most games. Watching the Patriots went out and played him aggressively. You know, just play him aggressive.
You know, the thing that scares me about this offense is, can you name all the playmakers on offense? Because I can only name really two that scare me. But the thing that scares me the most is James Cook right now.
There's no doubt.
He's got, this guy's 21 touchdowns since 2024, which leads all running backs. He had, or actually everybody. It's not just running backs, anybody. As far as rushing touchdowns, he's got 3,373 yards from scrimmage since 2023. He's been pretty dynamic. And you know what the thing he does? He makes you miss at the line of scrimmage. I was watching, and you and I were going through it, and I've still got it on, the Buffalo game, the Sunday night game against New England.
Yep.
Multiple times, he's kind of hemmed up in the backfield, makes a guy miss, and then breaks it out. So he does a very good job with his eyes. You and I were watching a play where, the defensive end kind of lost contain, but Cook was patient enough to make the DB commit to the inside, and then he bounces it out, and he's too quick.
Yeah,
and
no
he,
doubt.
And he's – there's a chance at the end of the day when it's all said and done, Dalvin Cook was the more heralded college football player at Florida State than James was at Georgia, maybe because of, you know, multiple backs in the Georgia system and everything. But at the end of the day, when it comes – when the pro careers are done, we might talk about James Cook better than Dalvin.
Yeah, it's that ability to break contain with James Cook's speed and – you know, I'd probably draw too many parallels sometimes between what I see in college and what I see in the NFL because there's really not that many. But I go back and look at, like, the way Nate Frazier looked against Alabama, the way it was like, dude, if you're not, you know, if you're not in that contained lane, like working your way a yard, maybe a yard and a half up the field on defense to keep contain and making him actually gain depth to break contain, then you're not going to be able to contain him from getting outside. And once he does, he's going to gain chunk yardage with his ability to kind of get away from
it. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So what you're saying is you can't kind of play the I'm going to stand at the line and wait for you, like kind of want you to move. I have to penetrate to make you move, and that way we can.
Well, yeah, and on the edge it's a little bit different. I think so many times if you have a slower back, you can kind of square your shoulders and kind of, you know, hold your inside hand on the tackle or tight end and kind of keep that outside shoulder
kind
free.
Of skate down the line.
You trust your speed. You know, if that guy tries to break contain, I can make the play. Like, no, bro, you need to be 2 yards into the backfield with your hands on that tackle or that tight end if you're going to keep contain, or the lead blocker or whoever else it may be. So I think there's a lot to be said about that. I do think it is important for this team, this, you know, the Falcons defense, to go and watch the tape of what New England did. The good thing is, it's like Caden Ellis just mentioned, we do have an insider over there on New England's defense.
We passed a couple ideas along. You know, he played the Panthers the week after we did, and now I got the Bills the week after him. So we'll talk this through.
There you go. He's talking about his brother, Christian Ellis.
I like that.
And we had a chance, and you did a good job. We had a chance to talk to Caden about his relationship with his brother, you know, what the offseason looked like, how much they're talking about coverages, pass rush moves, and things like that. I'm not saying it's a leg up that's going to win you the game, but if we can just get one play here and there, that maybe Caden's like, oh yeah, I remember what's going on here. Now he's gonna watch enough tape, but if there's something that he's like, I don't wonder what New England was doing here, it's nice to be able to have Christian Ellis. You can just shoot a text and be like, hey man, tell me what are y'all doing here rotating these safeties pre-snap? What are y'all looking at?
Well, you think he'll tell you how to stop Drake May? How would you play Drake?
Yeah. That's going to be a conversation they need to have very, very quickly. What week is that we play New England?
That's the week. It's the week before we go to Germany. So you play off the top of my head. You play Buffalo this week. Then you have Sunday night in Santa Clara against the Niners.
Yep.
Then you should come home against the Dolphins, and then I believe you go to New England, and then you go to Berlin for the Colts. Which the Colts game looks a lot harder now than it used to.
There's no
like
doubt.
It looks like, because Daniel Jones is playing at a high level. Look, I don't want to hear no BS too if we play Daniel Jones and do well against, well, it's Daniel Jones. Yeah, well, he's right now, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
There's
he's
no
playing
doubt.
That way.
There's no doubt.
And give Shane Steichen a lot of credit. He unlocked Jalen Hurts for a Super Bowl run in Philadelphia, goes and gets the job, and has had horrible quarterback luck in Indy, even though for some reason he was a part of a crew that did draft Anthony Richardson. And now he's turned Daniel Jones into the quarterback we saw in Brian Daboll's first year.
Isn't it weird how that has all kind of panned out? I know we're talking about the Falcons here, and we will continue to do that throughout the show, but I almost feel worse about Brian Daboll having seen what's happened with Daniel Jones in Indianapolis. Like, I'm like, man, I want to see Jackson Dart and Brian Daboll and see what they can do together, because I trust Brian Daboll as an offensive guy. I don't know if I do anymore, and it has nothing to do with what's happened with the Giants right now.
I'm hard on the Utes of today, because I feel like there's a level of it's never my fault. To some degree, but it seems to be a trend with quarterbacks that they go somewhere as a first round pick. Things get tumultuous there, like, and it's just like a bad taste in their mouth. They can't get out. They leave, go to another team, and then leave that team, and then it's all of a sudden I'm that guy. Baker Mayfield had like I argued with Mike Bell till we were both red in the face when I was producing Dukes and Bell, when he was telling me Baker Mayfield was washed up and a bum and he was not a good player. And I said, dude, he's been screwed over in Cleveland. All these OCs, he's the only guy to win a playoff game in Cleveland since they became Cleveland Browns again, since they got back there. And he'll be good. Now he's good. Sam Darnold, he's done the same thing. I think Mac Jones might be on that list, do it. And now you look at Daniel Jones.
I want to punt this topic and push it through the break because I actually had a very in-depth and slightly heated argument with somebody about Matt Ryan that actually has something to do with this topic. We'll hit that and more news from around the NFL when we come back in the huddle. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.